November 30th, 1970, Paul Cummings talking to Mrs. Bliss Parkinson in her apartment in New York City. So, could you just start and talk about, you know, the background?
Well, I got involved at the very beginning in 1929 because my aunt was Lily Bliss, and mm-hmm. she was one of the three founders mm-hmm. of the museum. And she was enormously interested, and I was very close to her. And I just somehow seem to have always been mm-hmm. involved with the museum. She mm-hmm. she and Mrs. Rockefeller established something called the Junior Advisory Committee.
Right.
And Nelson Rockefeller and I were made members by yeah. his mother and my aunt. And I think I was, I must have been 22.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps a little less, because I know he became 21 after we'd been members for a while, and mm-hmm. I'm about a year older than he is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so we kind of grew up with it,
mm-hmm.
struggled along mm-hmm. with it, and there were a great many people on that Junior Advisory Committee who afterwards became trustees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bill Burton and Philip Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think now who else, but mm-hmm. there were a number of us. We mm-hmm. all became trustees. Eddie Warburg.
What was that group for? What was its particular purpose?
Well, we were supposed to criticize the museum. The trustees felt that since it was a modern museum,
mm-hmm.
that the younger generation should be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like today, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Coming from the top down instead of the bottom up.
yeah.
But they felt that our generation should be heard.
Mm-hmm.
So they invited us to criticize.
Mm-hmm.
So we had meetings all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And just criticized and then told them what we had said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we admired, we didn't always only criticize, but mm-hmm. we were on the whole on the critical side
mm-hmm.
and felt that they weren't modern enough and they weren't. See, they began after all with exhibitions that, I mean, Van Gogh and
right.
Gauguin and
19th century French paintings.
All these paintings that were well known in France and had been well known in Europe for 30 years, but
mm-hmm.
were not known to anybody much over here,
mm-hmm.
only the experts,
mm-hmm.
the truly
mm-hmm.
interested people. So while it was very modern in the eyes of the great majority of people, some people didn't think it was really so very modern.
Mm-hmm.
They thought
mm-hmm.
that contemporary living artists and American artists should
mm-hmm.
be seen more.
It was a big problem showing Americans, really, at that time, wasn't there?
Yes, and they were, until the WPA, which came along a little bit later,
mm-hmm.
they were relatively unknown. Nobody was terribly interested in them. It was
mm-hmm.
all the
mm-hmm.
the French thing that took the place by
mm-hmm.
storm.
Mm-hmm. But what was it like in the, I mean, not what was it like, but to sort of get a little more background. Did you study art? Did you have any art training, or was it just part of the family interest?
It was part of the family interest, and I sort of grew up with her collection, which
mm-hmm.
was a very fine collection of both American things and
mm-hmm.
French things.
Mm-hmm.
She had all the Prendergast, and
right.
Walt
mm-hmm.
Kuhn, and Arthur B. Davies, and what's the name of that? Dewing,
mm-hmm.
and one that begins with L, the American Impressionist, very, very delicate,
Lawson.
And so she had quite a number of things. And I didn't study it particularly, but I was always interested and went to exhibitions and read a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she left me a lot of pictures. She left me my unlimited choice of her American things.
Mm.
And so I kept Prendergast.
Mm-hmm.
Davies and some Walt Kuhn. I still
mm-hmm.
have some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, in fact.
Hmm.
But it was a nice little beginning.
Was that the beginning of your personal collecting?
Was the beginning
yeah.
of my personal collecting.
Oh,
was,
wow.
I mean, as a collector, I haven't really bought very much, but I did start off with
mm-hmm.
quite a nice little foundation.
Yeah, well, that sounds marvelous. You know. What about the committees at the Museum of Modern Art that you were involved with the junior? What kind of things could you do, or were you
the junior advisory committee?
The junior advisory, yeah.
Well, I remember the first thing we did, the thing that had made them, I think, perhaps the most lasting impression on me, was that we criticized them so much for not